He grew up in the Iron Range town of Babbitt, Minnesota, and the rural flatlands of Appleton, Wisconsin. Son of a preacher, he was raised on hymns and Johnny Cash. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and Corey Chisel is here with his longtime keyboard player and singing partner, Adriel Dene. Welcome to Simply Folk.
Hello.
Hi, nice to be here.
Yeah, it's really nice to have you both here. I mentioned just now that you're son of a preacher, and your brand new CD is called Old Believers. Does spirituality permeate or affect or in any other way kind of inform your music or the title of this CD?
All of the above to a degree. My beliefs have just gotten weirder than where I started, you know. I've never really given up on anything, maybe just added parts that suited me better. I've always been sort of, and I can't tell if it's because I was taught to be, to look at the world this way, as everything that happens has some sort of spiritual ramifications for its existing, you know, that being taught that way sort of allows you to view the world that way in a way that can be, you know, would be spiritual, would be the only way to say it, but certainly not fitting any sort of modern church of any kind that I'm aware of. And I think the only sort of group of believers of any kind that we belong to is those of us that we sort of travel around with musically, and which is where the title is kind of a take on that phrase. And I really enjoy repurposing seemingly obvious religious phrases for kind of my own purposes. For whatever reason, it's just fun to me.
Why don't we start with some music? What would you like to kick off with?
Well, I think we'd like to start it kind of how the record starts, with the first two here.
Cause I already know it isn't cause you've suffered, and it isn't cause you've grown. Anyone can tell you that it's not built to last. And the city's burning under, it's running from the past. This is how it goes. This is how.
I've been accused of loving you for so long now that I can see where I've went wrong. Am I an animal? Am I human? Who says that we're moving? And I can see where I've went wrong. But you stay in line. Nobody wants you to leave. Just stay the night. Only nobody wants you to leave. You've been abused, and I've seen it. Love ain't like you mean it. And I can see where I've went wrong. Am I forbidden or forgiven? Who says that we're winning? I can see where I've went wrong. Just stay tonight. Nobody wants you to leave. Just stay tonight. Nobody wants you to leave. You're my only son. You're my only son. And I have seen you on your knees. You're my only son. You're my only son. been accused of loving you for so long now that I can see where I've went wrong. Just stay the night, nobody wants you to leave. Just stay the night, nobody wants you to leave. 'Cause I've been accused, yeah, I stand accused of loving you. Well, darling, you know I stand accused. Well, now I've been accused.
I've Been Accused is the name of the song, and we also heard what's kind of like a prologue, I guess, or an intro to the CD with Adriel kind of providing a real gentle start to that, and then it really goes in. Is that a like a biographical, an autobiographical song in a way?
It is, and I think it's a good setup to when people are listening to our record to what they're about to hear, and I've always thought of that song being Adriel's song, and Adriel's working on a solo record as well, too, privately, I guess. I'm announcing it, I guess. But the, you know, I've just been listening to her voice so much, going through, listening through her demos, and it just seemed like the perfect way to set this entire thing up was to sort of, like, picture it as someone walking out on a stage and offering this sort of introduction before the whiplash of the first song comes in.
Yeah, that's really, it's a very visual effect like that, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm glad it worked, because, you know, it was a little bit of a gamble to have the first song on your record to not even be on it. You know?
Yeah. I have to say it was a surprise when I first played it to have your voice, Adriel, instead of Corey's voice.
I have not heard anyone be disappointed yet. So
no, it really gets your... It's a hook. It's a wonderful hook because you want to hear what's coming.
Yeah.
Or you're really confused for a moment. So pay attention.
Well, you two have been singing together for a while, playing together for a while, and what a wonderful blend you have. How did you meet and how did this whole collaboration come about?
Well, we met through the passing of a friend, actually, which, as it were, is how I've met a lot of great people. Coming together to celebrate the life of a friend of ours that was mutual, that we didn't know that we knew. He was really into music, and so we were sort of honoring him by playing songs in support of causes that he was involved with. And I happened upon her band. I don't remember the exact order. It's been a little while now. It was like 4, 5, maybe 6 years ago now. I don't know exactly how it's been. It's gone by fast. But when I heard Adriel sing, she had a song that was just her singing, and from that moment on I felt like I needed to find a way to collaborate together. And I don't think at the time I had the idea that it would go as far as to what we're doing now, but it was one of those moments where you're very certain about something, and I don't get a ton of those. So
yeah, well, I mean, you have a beautiful blend on the one hand, but you also have a very... There's a little bit of a tension there that adds a certain something to the music. It's, I don't know, you've got sort of an indie kind of a thing happening against your rock, and you know, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just a beautiful combination.
I like those, like, tension is good, I think, in especially having the masculine and feminine, you know, approach at the same time. Like, I've, you know, big fan of Graham Parsons and Emmylou and those kind of things, and yeah. When those pairings happen and they're right, it's just so compelling, you feel like you're in their bedroom or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very intimate, very magical. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, let's hear some more music. What would you like to do next?
Well, I'd like to do a song called Times Won't Change. And would you be set to do that one too? All right.
Three dead while the rooster's crowing. Times won't change. Bullets from the west keep raining. Elections, but our leaders ain't changing lately. They wanna break the union, man. Well, tell me why the times won't change. Tell me why the times won't change, change. devil down. Nine poles keep their black flags waving. There's no gold for the streets we're paving. Walker, we're leaning on your window now. Well, tell me why the times won't change. Tell me why the times won't change. Won't you tell me, babe? Won't you tell me? Why won't the times change? And lots of people holding on to promises they should have won. And I'll agree to disagree when you can see the damage done. Tell me why the times won't change. Tell me why the times won't change. Won't you tell me why the times won't change? Tell me why the times won't change. Tell me why the times won't change. Tell me why the times won't change.
Times won't change. It's a song that you're singing all across the country right now, but it sounds a little close to home here in Wisconsin.
It is. The reason for the song on the record is, which I'm not intensely political, mostly because I don't really believe in politics all that much as being the real force that causes any sort of change. I think it's the collective consciousness that really decides more of the way things are about to be than any politician. So I think it's not always wise to attack the people that I think are in some ways just moving on the will of the people, you know. But so this song is really more of a call to each other than it is to any politician. I don't begin to imagine that someone would hear this song and be intimidated in any way by what I was writing. But, you know, I think songs like Masters of War by Dylan and those kind of songs, I'm not sure that presidents really fear that song, but I think it resonates with people and reminding them that the people that run this country are human beings just like we are and need to be aware of how we think and feel in order to reflect this.
You've just released the CD. It's you're going to be supporting it with a national tour, Red Rocks and Nora Jones and Hollywood Bowl. And how did this all come to be, Corey Chisel from Appleton?
A lot of slow building, to be honest. And I think it's fitting of the area that we come from that it be sort of a steady workaday climb to a place where we're able to play these kind of venues. You know, I'm 30 years old, which doesn't sound like all that long, but I've been touring the country, crisscrossing it since I was 16 years old, looking for any excuse to play in Colorado. I mean, when I was 17, I think we drove all the way to Colorado for our first show and drove home because it was the first time we could leave the state and have the opportunity. So in some ways, you know, just a lot of hard work, a lot of slugging it out, and finding supporters like Nora is huge. You know, they come in, she's been a friend for a while, and you know, I always try to be very careful with our friendships to not ask too much of them, requesting that we would be on something like this. But when she offered, I mean, we were insanely honored to be invited to come to these places and take our Wisconsin songs all around, you know?
Yeah. And so when people say you come out of nowhere, you haven't come out of nowhere. You've been working really hard for over a decade.
Yeah, sometimes it takes 10 years to be an overnight, still struggling success, you know?
What would you like to play next?
Let's do the song on this record that I really love called I've Never Meant to Love You, But It's Too Late Now.
I said I never meant to take you to the party that night, babe. I swear I never meant to kiss you in the pale moonlight. Oh, but there's nothing I can do about it now. I said I never meant to love you, but it's too late now.
I said, baby, you can love me like a bowling ball. Well, you can roll me all night, but I won't complain at all. There'll be times when we're striking every pin. Well, you can set them up, honey, if you knock them down again. Say you'll never be less than my guiding star, but we'll never be more than the people we are. And I don't know why, and I don't know how. Yeah, I never meant to love you, but it's too late now. I never took myself, not for a family man. Well, I'll run to the bedroom every chance I can. Draw the shades, you let your hair down, you put me in. Well, I can feel your blood rushing just below your skin. I said I'd always be a prisoner, I'd always be your slave. Because you gotta love someone here between the grave. Better you, darling, than my own selfish device. Yeah, if you think I don't need you, then baby, think twice. And say you'll never be less than my guiding star, but we'll never be more, you know, than the people we are. And I don't know why, and I don't know how. Yeah, I never meant to love you, but it's too late now. Oh, well, you're stuck with me, darling, till the ends of time. Well, when we climbed every mountain that there was to climb, you look at me, finally see me just as I am. I said I never meant to love you, would you love me again? Say you'll never be less than my guiding star, but we'll never be more than the people we are. And I don't know why, and I don't know how. Yeah, I never meant to love you, but it's too late now. I never meant to love you, but it's too late now. I never meant to take you to the party that night. And I never meant to kiss you in the pale moonlight. Oh, but there's nothing I can do about it now. I said I never meant to love you, but it's too late now. I said I never meant to love you, but it's too late now. I said I never meant to love you, but it's too late now.
If you're just joining me, you're listening to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. Corey Chisel is here along with Adriel Dene, and they're performing some of the songs from the new CD called Old Believers. And it's Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons. If you'd like more information, you can check our webpage, simplyfolk.org, or you can visit coreychisel.com. Corey, so many of those lyrics are really visual, really evocative. You get kind of a picture in your head. And you have one of the best videos I have ever seen, and that's the Born Again one. I'm sure people tell you that all the time.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. When I mentioned that you were coming in, our classical music librarian said, oh, isn't he the one that did that great video that I love so much? I mean, it really has made the rounds. I'm wondering, are you involved in that visual aspect of bringing your songs to life through video?
Yeah, I wanted to be a film major, and that was what I was going to do if this didn't work out. And
No kidding.
My best friend has wound up going on to be very successful making music videos and being a director and all these things. And so I have a couple friends, Brian Lazaro, who did that video, and then my other friend, John Christian Adams. And we love to collaborate on these projects. And because I didn't get the schooling, I wind up being the sort of the ideas guy, the visual ideas, and then, you know, these guys just master these concepts so well for me. And I think some of it comes from being really good friends and being intuitive, and then the other just from surrounding yourself with really talented people. You look a lot better that way.
Well, we talked a little bit about how you and Adriel work so well together, and visually you do too, because you've got sort of the rough masculine thing, and visually she's blonde and pretty, and on video it works really mm-hmm. well together. You complement each other so nicely. From
Thanks.
A visual standpoint,
well, thank you know, you.
Musically as well, of course, but it's working from all perspectives.
I'm great, thanks.
Yeah, really nice. Do you have anything in the hopper for the new CD in terms of videos?
Yeah, we did one for Times Won't Change, which was primarily comprised of people that participated in peace rallies and change rallies, or whatever they're calling them. Someone will correct me. Which seemed right for that to be, have sort of the people involved with that. And then, yeah, I've been cooking up a music video that involves my love of old Western movies for I've Been Accused. And I've really wanted to make a sort of Bonnie and Clyde quasi-gangster Prohibition era Western, because, you know, when you don't really have to grow up when you do this job, you just figure out ways to get people to pay for these things, you know.
Well, that sounds like it'd be really cool.
It's going to be. Yeah. It's all up here right now. I can see it.
Yeah, neat. How about another song?
Love to.
Tell me, Lord, is there anyone who knows why, like I have known you be? And you got reasons, I got nothing left to lose. You're on my mind, you're on my mind. You're on my mind, you're on my mind. Honey, you're all I want more than it. Let's stay together, let's get back again. Honey, you're all I want more than it. Two hearts forever, let's get back again. Well, let's get back again. And this apartment, it gets smaller every morning, but there's more room than before. I've been searching, and I finally found the reason that I've lost you here once more. Honey, you're all I want more than it. Let's stay together, let's get back again. Honey, you're all I want more than it. Two hearts forever, let's get back again. Honey, you're all I want more than it. Let's stay together, let's get back again. Honey, you're all I want more than it. Two hearts forever, let's get back again. Well, let's get back again. Tell me, Lord, is there quite like I have known you be? You got reasons, I got nothing left to lose. You're on my mind, you're on my mind. You're on my mind, you're on my mind.
Laura is the name of that song. It's on the new CD called Old Believers, Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons. And Corey's here today with me. I'm Stephanie Elkins. This is Simply Folk, and so is Adriel Dene. The Wandering Sons are not here today, but I understand that the recording process was pretty neat. You did that down in Nashville. What was it like?
What it was like was...
Summer camp.
Summer camp. Yeah,
no kidding, really?
What it's like... for us to make a record, because I don't entirely love making records, to be honest. I'm getting there. I'm learning to like enjoy the process. I'm learning how to like it because it's very different than playing live, which is what I'm geared towards. I'm geared towards an exchange between an audience and me, and we go back and forth. And a lot of times I know microphones don't tell you what to do. You know, they just stand there silent, looking at you, waiting for you to get done doing what you're doing, you know? And so at times I can feel it as this sort of like, I don't know how to move if I don't have the mass of people. So we fixed that this time by making a nearly entirely live record and by inviting just about every one of our friends who were musicians to come and track live with us. And at the time we've had 9, 10, maybe more people, definitely more instruments, you know, tracking at the same time. And they sort of became, the band became the audience, because by the end of it, there was enough of them where it was like, had I charged money, we could have had a show. And that was a really great experience of making a record. I'm learning I really like to do it that way.
That's kind of, that can be challenging to have 9 or 10 instruments tracking.
It is. You have to have really, really great players is the truth, and people that are really tuned in and focused on playing the right thing. And making records can be this sort of endless cycle of possibilities in the modern age of how much you can put on records. And knowing when you're done is like a really tough thing when you have endless possibilities. But you find there's a lot less overplaying on records where people are have to play live, and there's a lot of us. And if we wanted mandolin, we weren't going to say we're going to come back to this and do like 30 mandolin solos. It's like he had to play something he could play and hit it every time. And sometimes we do 10 takes, and you know, you didn't want to be the guy standing there like hitting the trombone on the wrong note at the end of the song and be the guy, you know. So, or gal, as it were. So we're figuring out that this creates the energy, creates the environment that really makes me want to do it. I would go cut another record right now. I'm that excited, and I'm already starting to write again, looking forward to that.
I would bet there's probably more spontaneity too, a more exchange of ideas and arrangements and things like that. Or do you go into it with all of that pre-arranged?
There's no pre-arranged, yeah. To be honest. I mean, there's a map that we understand is going to be something that will be thrown away, and we're just going to talk that way in terms of, it's a way to get on page. But one of my favorite parts about making this record is there was times where the band was really leading and responding in turn to lyrics that it would almost cause me to change lyrics on the spot, which sort of chose a different direction for the song. There's a song on this record called 17, which we're not going to play, but the lyric was actually the direct opposite of what it wound up being at the very end. And that was sort of led by just the vibe in the room. You know, it just felt like it was going to be sort of a sad ending to the song, but it really felt like everyone was pulling together, really rooting for these characters in this song, and just the tone of it just sort of set it in such a way that it was like the ending was going to be different. And that's the way a live show is for me, you know, and the best things that happen are the things that you don't plan. Across the board, that has been my experience.
Wow, it sounds really like it was a wonderful experience.
Well, that's what we can offer, because we can't offer a lot of money. So we just tell people you're going to have a great time. And we like to throw, both Aid and I really enjoy the aspect of the community party vibe, you know. Yeah. And so it lends itself very well to all parts of our personality. Yeah.
You've been in Wisconsin for a long time, but where are you based now? I mean, you're obviously on the road a lot, but your home base in Nashville now?
Yeah, we just made the move, and that was, you know, sort of heavy-hearted to move out of Wisconsin. I've lived here for 22 years. Mm. There's no personal reason to do it other than the amount of money and time we'd spent crossing back here. It just started to be like we could really rent a place in Nashville. So we've called that our primary residence, although if you sent a piece of mail there for us right now, we wouldn't be getting it for months on end. So I mean, it's sort of an abstract concept anyway, home at this point.
Yeah.
You know, we sort of live inside these songs, and that's why we sort of pack them full of our friends and memories and the landscape of the towns we're from. You know, we sort of just drag it with us.
It sounds like it's just as it should be, in sharing that with all of your fans and friends and family. Do you still have family in Wisconsin then?
A lot, yeah. My sister's here, and my niece and nephew, and my parents still have a place there. So that was what made the obvious choice, is like we're going to be here a lot, as it were. You know, it'd be best for us to not try and hold all these balls in the air at the same time.
When you're on the road a lot, do you listen to the radio? I have to ask.
We listen to NPR the entire way today. I mean, I know that sounds cheesy because...
We borrowed his mom's car, and she has a Sirius radio, so we could listen to NPR the whole way.
All right.
I like it.
We love to hear that. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
We listen to you. I heard a lot of music on your show that really got me hooked into like Greg Brown and all that kind of stuff that I definitely, if you listen really closely, you'll probably catch me borrowing from them. So
excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Glad that you listen. What would you like to do next?
Well, we've got a song on this record called Foxgloves, which we've never played, just the two of us. And what better time to try it than on the radio?
Yeah. I have to ask about that song. Is there a backstory to it? The lyrics are really intriguing.
Yeah, well, there is. There's quite a backstory to it. And this one, it has some brutal lyrics that I wasn't totally sure I was comfortable examining this part of, I feel like, the way we all can be. The idea of the song was to expose poisonous intentions as plain as they were beautiful romantic things, you know, and using the foxglove was an image because of this flower being so beautiful and one of my favorite and one of the most deadly poisonous flowers to human beings, to animals, to everything. And so the concept for the song bloomed, as it were, out of coming into contact with some foxgloves and knowing about them and just being like, man, what a wild idea to be harboring such an intense secret, you know, so it gave me the idea for the song.
Neat.
Yeah.
I'm on the high road, you're on the low road, but I've been around for a while. I wanna taste you, love then replace you, so I'll deal a hand for a while. Though it wasn't wise, though it wasn't wise, though it wasn't wise, though it wasn't wise, you said, oh, you wear your foxgloves, won't you? I said, oh, you keep us both pinned on you. I wanna choose you, trust and refuse you, so I'll deal a hand for a while. I wanna need, keep it and deceive you, so I'll stay around for the night. Though it wasn't wise, though it wasn't wise, though it wasn't wise, though it wasn't wise, and you sang for me, sang for me under the bridge. I waited. Sing for me, sing for me under the bridge, I'm ready. And you sing for me, sing for me under the bridge, I'm ready. I'm ready. You wear your foxglove.
Oh, it wasn't wise. Though it wasn't wise,
you wear your foxgloves.
Though it wasn't wise, though it wasn't wise,
you wear your foxgloves.
Though it wasn't wise, though it wasn't wise,
and you sang for me under the bridge, I'm in a head. And you sang for me under the bridge, I'm in a head. Sing for me under the bridge, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. And you sang for me under the bridge, I'm waiting. And you sang for me under the bridge, I'm waiting. And you sang for me under the bridge, I'm waiting. Sang for me under the bridge, I'm waiting.
Foxgloves. What a great tune. That's a chorus that just doesn't get out of your head. That one's been repeating and repeating and repeating. It's just mm-hmm. wonderful.
Thank you. Well, that's kind of the idea. We definitely let you have it at the end there a couple times.
Yeah, yeah. But it doesn't take very long for that to happen. You know, I only listened to it once before it was really starting. It's just a great hook.
Wonderful well, I hook. Think the key is that all of these songs are secretly reggae songs, which we did in the rehearsal. And you find out quick that if you steal these certain type of vocal lines, you just cannot get them out of your head. It's my little trick.
I will not choose you, trust and refuse you, so I delay for a while. I wanna taste you, love then replace you, so I delay for a while.
Especially the end that.
And you sang for me, sang. Like that's supposed to be like. And you sang for me, and it breached so right ahead.
I'm a secret reggae artist.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but you have a point. Mm-hmm. Great. I read that you've had a number of musical influences of all kinds, you know, from Dylan to some of the old blues artists and so forth. And what do you listen to when you listen now?
Well, honestly, I've discussed this quite a bit because my interests go from Townes Van Zandt to The Clash to all the early Trojan and Studio One reggae stuff like I was talking about. Yeah. I like a lot of musics that are seeped in some sort of a cultural root, mm-hmm. you know, it just really, the textures really move me, you know, from some of these African blues artists as well, too, that I have one real test for my music, and it's the goosebump test, you know, mm-hmm. and if it has a certain set of rhythms or maybe leveraged lines, I feel a little bit out of step with modern music and what's popular, and we see this a lot at big festivals and stuff, you know, I mean, electronica music is huger than ever. And, you know, I'm not cynical about what kind of music people listen to, but I find that for some reason there are new movements that I'm not getting as much as other movements. And I think it's important to not sound like a cranky old man and start, you know, bagging on all this kind of other stuff. But I do find that my tastes usually are country, blues, reggae, soul. They're all interwoven, you know. They're,
like
they're,
roots or traditional.
They yeah, all they have are. Some, I mean, yeah. really, you switch a few of the beat around, the two and the four or whatever in these songs, and, you know, I was jokingly saying it's a reggae song. Well, it is, actually. Yeah. And that's these small differences of sort of style, really. It's all folk music, you know. It's yeah. all music that is carrying a history of a struggling people to some degree. And that's the music I connect with the most.
Yeah, that's been just kind of handed down and adapted. And
change. You just yep. you add your little, mm-hmm. you know, your little change to it. And I think one of the greatest parts about our job is to think of it as just adding that small change to the form, you know, rather than thinking of success in terms of monetary, because money has nothing to do with good art. It has never has and it never will, you know, but your mark that you can leave on it is a huge thing. And, you know, if bands from my hometown come up, and some of the guys that we're playing with now, because they're much younger than me, they were like, yeah, man, we grew up coming to your shows. And, you know, aside from making me feel a little bit older, you know, you realize that these guys were learning to play guitar to some degree to records that you were making, and that their style made sense with the kind of music I was now writing, because they were carrying that small change with, you know.
Right, because they were influenced by you and listening to you. And mm-hmm. yeah, that's neat, isn't
yeah.
it? And that sort of brings it around, the whole authenticity, and back to the goosebumps again. That
yeah.
sort of just, yeah.
And it works with artists that we've respected as well, too. We've been lucky enough to make friends with people like Graham Nash and Jackson Brown and all kinds of people, Roseanne Cash. And it's like sharing a language that we speak, or that, you know, despite where you come from regionally, when you're tapped into this kind of music, it's you understand one another in a way that's really profound.
Yeah, neat. Well, we have time for one more song.
Great.
What are we going to hear, and does it have anything to do with...
Well, being that we're kind of talking about small changes to the traditional form, let's do a song called Over Jordan, which is kind of a sort of a turned upside down spiritual.
All right.
There is a house over Jordan. I keep my new clothes. There is a house over Jordan. I keep my new clothes in. As for right now, baby, I don't mind wearing these clothes I'm in. Cause I don't need no fancy clothes to walk me out into the cold. I'll be wearing my brand new boots, yeah, as I'm stepping down your streets of gold. There is a house over Jordan. I keep my new car in. There is a house over Jordan. I keep my new car in. As for right now, babe, guess I don't mind driving this car I'm in. Cause I don't need no fancy car to drive me out into the cold. I'll be driving my big black Rolls with the windows down on the streets of Goulet. And I said, come on up to the house. I said, come on up to the house. Well, that band just finished playing. And we're all just hanging out now. Maybe we're just too young to be finding a well easy way out. Maybe I'm just too young to know what I've been talking about. Stay here till the money runs out. There is a house over Jordan. I keep my new songs in. There is a house over Jordan. I keep my new songs in. As for right now, baby, I don't mind playing these songs I'm picking. And we sang, come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. Well, that band just finished playing. And we're all just hanging out now. Well, I said, come on up to the house. I said, come on up to the house. I said, come on up to the house. Come on up to the house.
Over Jordan, my guests, Corey Chisel and Adriel Dene. Wonderful, great music. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us and your talent with Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, we're just, it's been a thrill just to enjoy this music, and I know our listeners are enjoying it as well. For more information about Corey Chisel and the new CD, you can visit simplyfolk.org or coreychisel.com. We'll have a link up at simplyfolk.org. The new CD is called Old Believers, and it is wonderful. We've heard a number of the songs this evening, and we'll hear more from Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for having us.